Good morning, and welcome to Between Two Covers at KVNO. I'm Dr. Todd Robinson, Writers Workshop Professor and author of the poetry collection Mass for Shut-ins, joining you today to review Wright Morris's Three Easy Pieces. Consisting of three short novels set mostly in late 60s Nebraska, Morris's fiction makes for an agreeable read, kitchen sink realism set in evocatively spare spaces. But under these quiet surfaces, consternation and loss endlessly roil. Glimpses of sublime strangeness flashing in the weathered cracks between people and things. Three Easy Pieces opens with The Fork River Space Project, a slippery story that manages to braid domestic fiction with mystery, anthropology, and astronomy in a mesmerizing study of the ways a seemingly placid life careens into entropy. If I wake up at night, our narrator confesses, I have trouble accepting the world. Darkness conceals it, as it once concealed the face of the deep. What I know to be real seems so unreal, I put my hands to my face, covering my eyes. A strange gesture. I do it to see more, as well as less. Morris's speakers tend to be older men, facing down mortality with a plucky blend of tenderness and bafflement. Emissaries of a fading past, they watch the future bear down with a stoicism that might frustrate readers looking for crisis and catharsis. But I find Morris's characters to be as three-dimensional and persuasive as any in fiction. They are deeply human, alternatively inquisitive and befuddled. In Fire Sermon, the second novel, the elderly Floyd Warner takes his orphan nephew Kermit from California to Nebraska in an ancient jalopy, rarely clearing more than 30 miles an hour as they slowly wend from west to east in a story that is as much ethnography as it is road trip, a catalog of regional identity and generational change. Beatles-loving hippies sharing the page, uneasily as it turns out, with pioneers and their descendants. Three Easy Pieces concludes with A Life, which details Floyd's further journeys after the dramatic ending of Fire Sermon. Infused with ecology and history, A Life is also a family elegy. In his mind, thanks to his father, the word of God is tangled in the names of grasses, and the mention of one evokes the other. Being as old as he is, he thinks of that and the paleness of the grass on the grave of his sister, green as winter wheat. Dead now 3 weeks, the last of the family, excepting himself. How is my darling old scoffer? She would ask him. For weeks now, nobody had asked him. It occurs to him that from now on, nobody ever will. His Nebraska homecoming complete, Floyd Warner picks up a new traveling companion, Blackbird, and works his slow, ruminative way to the southwest for a final glimpse at another former home. The wind's invisible will had blown him away and blown him back. Given time, it would work its will on everything it touched, as surely as fire. The works of man disappeared into thin air or went up in smoke. Morris is a writer more interested in questions than in answers, but again and again he will fill your heart's well with wonder, as he does in closing A Life. Warner had kept his own counsel and had lived in the manner he believed he had chosen, not knowing that he had been one of those chosen not merely to grow old, but to grow ripe. Dear listeners, may we be given enough time and light to grow both old and ripe. This is Todd Robinson with the Dundee Book Company's Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts Today.